It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Man, I don't even know where to start, actually.
Hello, how about we start there?
Well, Sammy's here, so that's good.
Hey.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Thank you so much. Thank you. There we go. All right. Whoa.
Audience of one.
Sammy Shea is in the house.
What up, though?
What up? How is the Kenny Chesney tour?
It's awesome.
I know.
It's a lot. It is a lot, but I'm very glad I made the decision to jump on that train. Or that bus, I guess I should say.
When you say jump on the train.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Listen,
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of physical labor, a lot of weather, a lot of standing, a lot of lifting, a lot of drinking, a lot of dancing, a lot of fun.
A lot of anything else?
Highs and lows, you know?
Highs and lows.
Yeah, just like every job. It's just a little more different than what I've done in the past.
Let me ask you a personal question, being on the road.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Being on a tour bus.
Yes.
Have you had a makeout sesh on the tour bus yet?
I have not.
Oh, man. No. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, but that's like where I live and where I work and all of the things. Like, it's only a 45-foot bus, so I do try and keep my work and play separate.
You don't need feet, Sammy. You need inches.
Okay. What does that even mean? Actually, don't explain it. I'll let my imagination run wild. But no, I've been having a lot of... I haven't seen you since the Nashville show.
No, yeah, that's right. We had a blast.
I did kind of roofie you a bit, in a way. Made really strong drinks for you.
Oh, no, I know. I know.
It was 90% Tito's. Splash of Cran.
Yep.
You know what? You had a good time.
Sure did.
Yes. I feel like we had a fantastic time. We danced. We drank. We had a good old time.
Talking about the Kenny Chesney tour that stopped at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee.
That was literally the last time I saw you, I think.
In person. You did FaceTime me on my birthday.
I did.
I thought that was nice.
I'm your pal.
You are my pal.
Well, also, it was the first time I had spoken. So when I went to sing for you, it was like, happy birthday. I was like, oh, okay. Apparently, nice. I still have morning voice. But you know what? It was the effort. The effort was there.
I was getting in the shower.
You were.
And I decided to keep my clothes on and answer the phone.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Very appreciative. How was your birthday?
I was low-key.
Yeah?
Low-key. I just hung out with the family.
Well, you also back-to-backed it with Father's Day. So they just had to celebrate in your house, you, for like 2.5
million. Look at that bracelet. Look at that bracelet.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you showed me that. What does it say again?
Tucker's dad.
I love that.
I know.
Aw.
Tucker's dad.
Tucker's dad. That's you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Being out on the Chesney tour,
mm-hmm.
Okay, has he ever gotten sick, like lost his voice?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't want to jinx this. I don't even want to put
it out
there.
No, I'm just asking because the reason why I ask is because
as a singer, that's like the most, you dread it. Like when allergy season comes in, or, you know, you got all things flu, COVID, you got all this stuff running around.
Kenny doesn't mess around though. Like he is in, I think, very great shape, especially for someone who's been doing this for 30 years. Like he does not, he has a very, I don't want to say strict protocol, but like he's taking care of himself. I think he's crossing all of the T's and dotting all of the I's when it comes to health.
So he's taking the vitamins,
Yeah, and he does like ice baths and all that jazz. I feel like his energy level for every single show, I mean, how many shows have I seen now? 20. It's exactly the same every single time. Like he gives it his all every single show, and it's impressive. Hmm. I'm tired just watching him, honestly.
Well, the reason why I asked is because the Dixie Chicks.
Uh-oh.
Now known as the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Because they want to be correct, mm-hmm. I guess. The Chicks cut their indie show short. And I saw it online, and Natalie Maines, the lead singer,
mm-hmm.
she apologized in the middle of her show, and she goes, I just can't do it. She's like, I can't sing anymore. I can't do it. She's like, let me give it one more try. I'm going to give it one more song. And she tried one more song, and then they...
Did she sound horrible, or she felt horrible?
Well, I think she took a steroid shot. That's a thing that a lot of people don't know this. In singer world, let's say I have a show in 2 days, mm-hmm. right? And right now, I'm really stuffy, or I don't feel good, or I got a sore throat. I would go to the doctor probably tomorrow morning. Okay? So now we're a day and a half away from the showtime. And I would get a steroid shot. And the steroid shot gets rid of the inflammation in your throat and clears up your sinuses so you can sing.
Okay.
So she even said on stage, she goes, I'm just waiting for it to kick in.
Didn't get it soon enough.
And she goes like, my steroid shot. I'm talking about my steroid shot. So that's, if anybody's wondering, that's what she was talking about. You get a steroid shot. I mean, have you ever gotten a steroid shot if you don't feel good?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not the kind, not like steroids, like where you're like trying to get big.
Yeah, no, I've done neither. I've not tried to get big or sing, so.
Well, this is what she said. Indianapolis, we are so sorry we could not give you the show you deserved. They shared, or the show we wanted to give you, they added. We will be back, Indianapolis. Hold on to your tickets. So they're if you bought a ticket to the show, they're honoring it. So
I mean, yeah.
I thought that was cool because.
Do they have to honor it? I don't know what the rules are.
No.
I mean, I feel like decent people would. These people spend their hard-earned money.
They don't have to honor it, but.
They should.
She knows.
And I'm glad they are.
If anybody knows what happened.
I was going to say, they're not messing around anymore.
Don't mess up again on a live show.
No.
Chicks. Carrie Underwood's new album is a hit.
Yep. Yeah.
Denim and Rhinestone.
Two of my favorite things.
Debuts at what number do you think on the Billboard Top 200 chart, album chart?
13.
10.
Wow, that's close.
Here's what's interesting to me.
Okay.
Usually, someone like a Carrie Underwood or any big, huge name, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll sell like 200,000 plus albums.
Okay.
They'll sell a lot. Sometimes they like in the second week, they're gold. Like they sell 500,000 albums.
That's absurd.
So this is how much the landscape has changed for albums sold versus streaming.
Yeah.
To debut at number 10 on the Billboard 200 chart, which technically I thought she should be number one. She moved 31,000 records. That's it. 31,000 records.
Like the number of streams. You know how they do that, like translation of number of streams equals album sold?
Yeah, so they're moving 31,000 equivalent albums units. So now they do these equivalent album units.
Right.
So you have to have so many streams. I think streaming, so for a gold single, you have to have, I don't want to be wrong on this, but it's like 75 million streams.
Mm-hmm.
75 million streams on a single is equivalent to 500,000 singles sold. 75 million.
Remember when we lived in the wild, wild west and you heard like one song on the radio and just went out and dropped $20 mm-hmm. on a CD because you had faith that the rest was good?
Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out for a while, right? That's at number 6 still. It beat her debut.
That kid is...
He's on fire.
On one, yeah.
He's on fire. I haven't listened to Carrie's new record,
mm-hmm.
but I did see where she did this like private event.
During CMA Fest.
CMA Fest.
Yeah. I saw that too.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Carrie Underwood does anything small. You know, she's got the Vegas residency. I feel like she sings big, she presents big, she performs big.
Yeah.
She's doing it. How was your CMA Fest? We haven't seen each other since then.
That's right. That's right. Well, if anybody went to CMA Fest, it actually, the weather cooperated. Usually it's like 105 with a heat index of 120.
And then it rains for 3 hours and then it goes back to 105.
Yeah, it was good. I played on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather was like awesome. It was like a little overcast.
I also saw that Elena was the host of your stage.
She hosted two times after me, like two artists after me.
Oh, okay.
I saw her backstage. I'm like, oh, are you bringing me on? We're talking about Elena. She does
Nights with Elena
on radio. And we've known each other for years. So I got excited when I saw her. I'm like, oh, are you doing it? And she's like, no, I'm bringing on Restless Road.
Okay.
No, I saw she's bringing on Mark Wills. Mark Wills.
Oh, Mark Wills. Okay. I saw that y'all were there for the same, I don't know, time period. Like kind of close in the same day.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that it looked hot, but I saw that giant air conditioning unit in the back. So,
so good.
I also saw that Cassie and Maddie, and Mackenzie, I don't know, showed up in their scrubs to just support
Maddie.
You.
Cassie and Maddie.
Yeah. I liked that.
Isn't it weird that my daughter, so Maddie is 21. And she's in the medical field now.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes home. She lives with us now again.
Yeah.
And she's in scrubs. So now I have two scrubs.
Yeah.
I don't want no scrubs.
I saw her after your celebrity softball game. I went out with her and I asked her, how's it like being an adult? What's it like being in the real world? She was like, what the hell? And I was like, told you. You are so wanting to grow up and be out of college. I don't want to run anymore. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, girl, careful what you wish for, because that adulthood's going to smack you straight in the face. And guess what? She's like a couple weeks in. And I was right.
I told her 2 days ago at the kitchen table. I looked at her. I felt like a proud stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Maddie, proud of you.
Yeah, she's doing good.
You're doing a good job. You know, you're coming home in scrubs.
It's a weird transition, that time of life.
You're smart because you're living with...
saving money.
Your mom and stepdad, so you don't have to pay for rent.
Hell yeah.
Put that money in your pocket, girl.
Yes. It'll help.
Here's where she's not too smart.
Oh, God.
So
here it is.
When she moved in with us, she moves in with two cats.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what the hell are we going to put the cats? Yeah. We got three dogs.
And a kid and horses.
And a horse. And,
and a pear tree.
And we got chickens.
Oh, geez. You do?
Yeah.
And you got in-laws up the street.
So.
You got a busy house.
We put an air conditioner in the horse barn.
Mm.
And we put them in the horse barn.
Yeah, that's a fun time for them.
Super boring. Well, here's the deal. What do you do when you're bored?
Find something to do.
That's right. And one of the cats found something to do with the other cats, and now we think one of the cats is pregnant.
Stop.
And I go, Maddie, the first thing you hear when you get an animal is what?
To neuter them.
Spay and neuter your cat. Spay and neuter your dog. I don't know. Is my voice higher today?
I'm not sure, but that was very...
Spay and neuter your dog.
It sounds like an infomercial.
I feel like I'm nasally today.
Maybe you should get the cat's cable. I hear that helps with procreation.
What's that?
You just get distracted and you watch cable TV. What's that? Cable TV.
Oh, cable.
Jesus.
Cable. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about when you said cable.
Did you have your coffee this morning?
Right,
it's probably because we're not at night. Whenever we do ones during the day, we're a little loop. A little loopy.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you okay?
I think we need to do. Here's what I wanted to. I did want to talk about this. I should have waited. Abby's at the Bobby Bones show. She's going to be here probably for the next episode, which will be next week. Do you think? I feel like we need to reboot.
Talk to Chuck in general.
Love Country Talk to Chuck.
I couldn't agree more.
What?
I think we're, well, okay. First of all, why do you always have to jump to being defensive?
No,
haven't said anything.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I couldn't agree more in the fact that I think that we are in a very weird time in our life, all three of us. We're like, you are busy all day, every day, trying to open a fabulous show.
That's right.
Which takes up 120% of your time, on top of the fact that you have 22 other jobs, a wife, kids, apparently now two cats that are pregnant, and the whole shabab.
By the way, ShinersNashville.com. ShinersNashville.com. Presale tickets are going to start within the month. ShinersNashville.com.
How excited are you?
Very excited.
But it's a lot. I mean, every time I'm talking to you, well, anytime you decide to respond, you're like, sorry, I just got out of a meeting. Sorry, I'm on my way to the meeting. I'm on the phone.
I walked in here. I was on a meeting with the airport. I was talking to the airport because we're going to be all over the airport.
Perfect.
Like our big posters, who we are, come see us. ShinersNashville.com.
Yes, I do think that we have had a lot on our plate. Obviously, I jumped on the road, so I'm gone for the majority of the summer. Sometimes I come home. Abby is obviously juggling her full-time job and apparently becoming a famous musician. Have you seen those?
I saw it.
Yeah, she's streaming now, so she's too big for us. But I think that a refocus or something along those lines is due for Talk to Chuck. Maybe not like right this minute because we're still in the thick of it, but eventually, shortly.
I think I got some ideas. I want to do some different things. I want to with the podcast.
I'm definitely down. Let me know how I can help because I'm going to be unemployed in a couple months again.
Oh, shit.
No, that's not true. I'm not going to manifest that. I take that back. I'm going to be transitioning jobs in a couple months.
Wait a minute.
Because the tour only goes until the end of the month. Or,
okay.
Until
do you have
September.
Another one lined up?
Hell no, I don't. Yeah, I'm working on it. Right. I'm working on it.
If you live in Nashville and you can and you pay... Let's go. If you pay six figures, you want to hire Sammy.
Yes. Yes, please.
All right. I'm going to read some, you know, when you go on like Spotify, let's say you go to Apple and you want to comment on, you want to, you know, rate. I just rated it 5 stars and you want to leave a comment.
For the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I found we have a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I'm really happy about it. So okay. Anybody out there that rated us, thank you. And for the people that hate us, thank you as well, because you bring us great joy to talk about you right now. Let's just go through some good ones first.
Okay. We read a few good ones like not too long ago.
Did we read the bad one? There was a really bad one.
Which one? Oh, the one about you. And we had individually ones. I screenshot it, sent it to you. This was our group text. We haven't spoken about it on the show. It's been so long since we've been together.
All right, this is good. All right, let's just start with a good one. This is the most recent one. In June 6th, this was said. I love this podcast. So fun. I'm sort of new to podcasts and this one takes the cake. That's awesome, right?
Hell yeah.
Love that one. That's from Clue Led. Not Clueless. Clue Led.
Ooh, remix. Okay. Sorry, I have coffee shakes.
The funniest podcast around. I absolutely love this crew.
Look at us.
Pretty nice. All right, here we go.
Woo!
All right, this guy gave us, no, this is what, it's WTFFFFFFFG. Is the,
what the FG?
What the FG? All right, this is labeled Sammy. Stop.
Also, that's would like labeled. To point out, that's not how you spell my name, bitch.
Oh,
so why don't you spell check it?
All right. She gave one star. I don't know what I thought. Maybe that's the lowest you can get.
How do you know it's a she?
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Could be, but it's probably a girl.
Because I'll tell you, honestly.
Only girls go out to hate. Dudes don't leave negative reviews.
Most dudes don't care to. They'll be like, that sucks. And they'll just leave it to themselves.
I did have one nasty man DM me after he left a review saying that I just like essentially speak too much for being a woman. And I was like, okay, bud, all right. Have a good day.
Well, here's a good one. Here's the good news.
Okay.
You have a really bad one. And so do I.
Honestly, they make me laugh. So all right, bring here we it. Go.
Sammy needs to stop being an entitled sass. Like for real. Like FR is what she put.
Yeah, you can't even be bothered to put for real.
Like for real. It's annoying how she needs to make it present that she's the alpha female.
Okay, well listen, what the fuck, G? I don't need to make it known that I'm an alpha female. I just am.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It comes naturally. Oh, was that too entitled and sassy for you?
All right, here's a really good one. I like this one. This is towards me.
Okay.
And his or her is Boo Apple, BOOAPPLE. So they're mad at Apple for putting our podcast on.
Oh man.
They should be mad at everybody. Spotify, iHeart.
Imagine being this upset.
I know.
Oh, about a podcast. Not even a mandatory podcast.
It's labeled no.
No, just N-O.
Yeah, one star.
One star.
Here we go. This is perfect. I love this. Chuck is the worst. If you like super annoying, self-important clout chasers, then this podcast is for you.
What the hell is a self-important clout chaser?
No, if you like super annoying, self-important.
Yeah, self-important. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. You're the worst.
But anyway, we would like to say to Boo Apple, because you know they listen. You know they still listen.
Which I just do not understand. At no point have we ever said listening to Talk to Chuck is mandatory.
No, it's
if
funny.
Chuck is the worst and Sammy's a sass, then don't tune in.
You're not paying for it.
No, that's the thing. There's been literally nothing like an extracurricular, a movie, a show, a concert that's been so bad that I felt the need to go in and just rip into people that I don't know.
I agree.
And that's just because I'm living a good life.
All right, we'll end with this one. And then we want everybody to go to Apple or wherever, Spotify, wherever you listen to. Talk to Chuck. Love country. Talk to Chuck. The key is rate it, follow us, write a review.
Yeah.
Write a review. This one is.
Do your thing.
We'll end on this review for reviews, not the podcast. gets me through my day. This is Meg Bishop, 84. She told her age. Love the podcast. It gets me through my day laughing to myself. Sammy is me. I am Sammy. Fellow ball busters unite. Chuck is a nugget in a completely platonic, respectful, and to Cassie way. Can't leave Abby out. She keeps things running smoothly. Keep up the great work, guys. The podcast. Keep the great work, guys. The podcast episodes keep getting better and better. Much love. Which actually, I need to hear that one because I always that's why I feel like we need to reboot it, because I feel like our podcasts are getting worse.
Well, we haven't been very consistent.
Yeah, we're rather not.
And I have been keeping a mental note of people that I want to invite as guests when we have this kind of like second wind after we kind of check off the we have a lot on our checklist right now.
Yeah,
between the three of us, so we're trying to make it work by opening a whole new business and also living on a silver tube that goes down the road to different concerts. We're not really helping the fluidity of this happening, but I've been making a note on my phone of people that I want to have on the show. I want to reach out to as guests when we kind of come back and resettle here.
Yeah,
So if you guys have any recommendations, slide into my DMs and I'll add them to my list. See what we can do.
Love it. All right. Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
You know what? I have not. I thought about doing it by myself going like last week. I had a couple hours off when I was on the road and I was like, I might just go to the movie by myself. Because first of all, I have to say, how many hot men are in that movie? A million. The limit does not exist.
I think there's like five. There's five or six.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good number. That's a good ratio.
That's a solid.
But I have had a crush on Miles Teller since he was the quirky sidekick in the movie Footloose. And everybody told me that I was weird and he's not hot. But listen, a little wiggle and a big personality goes a long way with me. And now look at this man, the glow up with the mustache and the muscles and the dancing and the this and the...
Yeah.
And I just have to say, I told you so.
I like Miles Teller too.
He's so... Well, I mean, I guess it could just be his characters, but he plays his characters very funny. How about that?
Yeah, I think he's a good actor.
There's another dude there that's got like the most impeccable jawline I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's not Iceman. It's the other... It's the person that took Iceman.
Okay. Well, he... Hey, what's up?
What's his name?
I don't know. He's probably married. They're all married.
Probably. Tom Cruise isn't.
It's rough out here in the streets. Yeah, I'll pass on that one, though. Thank you for that offer.
Hi, I take Tom Cruise with a side of crazy, please. Mm. But Tom Cruise is awesome, though. Actor. Like, he's like...
Sure.
I just can't get him jumping on the couches out of my mind.
That was literally 20 years ago.
In the Scientology stuff.
Oh, is he still in that?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
He never said he wasn't.
I don't know. I don't really keep up with Tom Cruise. I'm just going to be real. I also am interested in the Elvis movie. You seen the previews for that?
That was my neck. That was on the tip of my tongue.
Yee-hee.
I watched a special last night on ABC about Elvis, the movie coming out.
Okay.
It looks phenomenal.
I've heard great things.
Ironically, and Cassie and I were talking about this, we were in Memphis not too long ago for a wedding.
Okay.
And she's like, let's go see Graceland. I'm like, all right, let's go see Graceland. That sounds good. Sean Silva's in the house.
Hi, Sean.
What's up, dog? Yeah, Sean, come in here.
I get to see Sean on the road. It's kind of fun. He's working. People are you working here.
Are you working?
You can't just scream in an office setting.
Here, can you come in and talk to us real quick?
Yeah.
I know you're working. I won't keep you long.
We're talking about Elvis and Graceland.
We're talking about, so we went and saw Graceland and then.
I'm so excited.
We leave Graceland and we're like, why isn't there a movie about Elvis? 2 weeks later, they're like, there's a movie about Elvis with Tom Hanks. So I'm super pumped about Elvis.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I haven't been this excited about a film premiere in a long time. Because it looks amazing.
All right, we're talking to Sean Silva, owner, operator of Glass House Studios, where we do Love Country Talk to Chuck. Yeah. He's also been on the road as well with Kenny Chesney. And what are you filming with Kenny? Are you filming a special you can't tell us about?
That's the million-dollar question.
Oh, that's the best. You're just like, oh, you're going to pay me? I don't even know what I'm filming it for? Perfect.
That's the million-dollar question. Well, remember, we've been filming for 20 years.
Yeah, you have everything documented.
And
this guy.
Something's being put together, I'll tell you that.
All right, do you think every year, since you're someone who has really seen him close up mm-hmm. over the last 20 years,
yeah.
Did he, as a live performer and singer, did he hit this pinnacle of a performer, right? And stay there at that top, or every time you see him, does he get better? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, it's a really good question because I'm blown away every time I go out. I think he gets better. Yeah. I swear to God. I mean, like, I go like Nashville, like Tampa, we knew was going to be, I've only been to the three of the show. So, so as we were there for Tampa filming and you knew that the energy was going to be explosive because he's been off for a long time.
Right.
COVID and everything else. So you kind of expected that. And then Nashville, I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like this is insane. And I got to tell you, not an empty seat in that stadium. Like, so like you look up in the top corners sometimes and you might see
scattered
a little bit. Dude, it was stacked.
You know what? I was at that show. Samuel was, of course. And I remember watching Old Dominion because mm-hmm. Old Dominion is direct support, right?
No. Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay. Yep. So I remember Old Dominion, then Dan and Shay. And I remember watching Dan and Shay. And I remember there, I was like, man, what? I thought it was going to be sold out because it was still like scattered, the audience. And I'm like, clearly they're all going to be here for Dan and Shay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, maybe Kenny didn't sell it out, right? And Kenny, right before Kenny goes on, like seconds before, I look out, I go, holy shit, not one empty seat. Like it's so.
That's how every single show is. There's not an empty seat in any stadium we've been to.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. And when they sing American Kids and everybody chants, little messed up, but we're all right. Hey, the entire, like you can feel the vibration of people screaming, hey.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. And so I was just in, where was I? Philly.
Philly.
And Philly, the fans are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're so ready.
Well, Philly's as a sports town. They're like, you know, if they hate you, they love you. And if you do something wrong, they'll let you know. So Philly's like passion is what I'm saying.
Oh, the passion runs deep. And and the tailgating is huge. I was gonna
say, did you see the beach? Oh, people brought their like a whole truck of sand, a pool, a lifeguard stand, everything in the parking lot, slide. They were there at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the line when I had to show. So on a stadium day, I have to show up between 8 and 10 a.m. Just depends on what we have to do. When I got there at probably 8:30 a.m. on Saturday in Philly, the line to get into the tailgating parking lot was out of the parking lot, down the street, turn the corner all the way down the street, wrapped around the stadium. Yeah. Insane. We were in Pittsburgh the weekend before, the drunkest town I've ever been in, and I live in Nashville. I have never seen more drunk people in a small radius, and that includes Broadway. It was insane.
True. Yeah, that is true. I going back to Nashville real quick, you know, Nashville's a tough town for people to play because it's an industry town.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is their home. So, you know, it's always a pressure, you know, and to be honest, it's not always the most energetic and excited group because it's a lot of industry people,
right? Especially in the pit.
That's
like, especially
right.
Like,
and there's so much music that happens here 24/7, right? Dude, he killed it.
Yeah,
like I mean, absolutely, the crowd, everything, the energy that night was it was unbelievable. And it just continues, as Sammy Shea said. I mean, everywhere they go, he's a phenom. He really is.
Yeah.
I mean, in our industry, he's just different.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, to still sell out stadiums. That's crazy.
Well, it's like 15 years plus that he's been doing it. You don't just do that. I mean, look, there's a lot of people now that have figured out, okay, we can do a stadium here and there. We can do this. But you know what? For how long?
Right.
For how long? You know?
Decades, so, apparently, if you're Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going back to this weekend. We listen to me like I play in the band. Kenny plays in Chicago, and that's actually the first place that I saw him in like 2009 at Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to go back and have a little bit of like a full circle moment. Like, man, remember when I was up in the nosebleeds? Miranda mm-hmm. Lambert was an opener. I was like 19, mm-hmm. and now here I am on stage throwing t-shirts in 2022.
I got really, you know what's let's fun? Go. Cassie and I were in the one of the suites with someone. Like, because they gave us tickets and we're looking down. I'm like, oh my God, there's Sammy. We literally saw Sammy dancing around on the pit floor.
She sent me a video of that. It was during Old Dominion.
Yes.
I was on a boat that day.
She was rocking.
I love that song. What can I say? I'm spotted from high above with my sick dance moves.
Am I going to see you tonight, Sean? You're still on? I got you and your wife, Shannon Brown.
Yes, I
Brown.
Need to let her know that. Oops.
Oh. Doghouse, it is way too soon.
I will walk out of this room when we are done and do call her immediately.
Do it a surprise. Hey, I got a surprise for you. Hey, I didn't forget to tell you. I wanted to surprise you.
That's right.
Wear something nice. We're going to dinner. It's on Chuck.
That's right.
Hey,
I'll be in Chicago.
Will you really? Yeah. Oh, wait, you did tell me. But it's just you, right?
Just me. Yeah, I'm just going by myself. No crew.
I'll be there too. So you won't get your whole locker room?
I won't have my own.
Tacklebox Films has not one but two locker rooms in Philly. Wow. Bougie.
How big's your crew when you go out there? As I yawn, it's not boring.
Like 10 people.
You should have seen the equipment these dudes were wearing. They look like they were on their own personal roller coaster, just minus the roller coaster. Like the stuff that goes up and over their head and around their shoulders. Yeah. It's intense. Wow. It's intense.
Yeah. I mean, we all try and, you know, we approach it a little more docu-follow. It's not like we're shooting a concert, right? Where we'd have a TV truck and everything, you know, it's more of a
behind the scenes.
It's more, I don't even call it a behind the scenes. I mean, it's a 20-year thing, documentary. So
have you ever put like a GoPro on Kenny? Like, so you can see it.
We actually did 1 year.
That'd be fun.
I feel like you get motion sickness.
And that's what's actually really cool about this is through this process of the 20 years I've been following him is the technology and how it's changed. And you actually see the evolution of, because we started in film, like right. When we started filming him, and I think we've talked about this before, but we started on film, which was extremely expensive. And then we progressed to, you know, starting to use digital and things. And then we literally put a little pin camera in his hat 1 year.
That's fun.
So, you know what I mean? So when you talk about like,
so do you see
what are we doing with all of this? It's like it's actually a really cool thing to think that maybe one day, maybe we will tell this story, whatever it is. But it will
instead of being Elvis, it'll be Kenny.
Seriously. Yeah. I would pay to see that footage, though, in his hat. Like, there's one particular time.
Yeah.
There's many times that I'm impressed during the show. But every single time when they start, they lift the curtain and Beer in Mexico plays and Kenny, like, runs up. He goes, like, in between, down into the stage. And just, like, that initial roar when he just, like, waves his hands, it's just, like, that's the most insane feeling because I am standing kind of like side stage. Like I've just gotten off the stage. So I'm trying to get out of the way, not mess anything up. Please don't ruin anything. Sammy, pay attention. Don't be clumsy right now. But you like look back in the, like, it's just almost like the wave. People stand up. They lose their mind. You know, the people that are sitting right here in the front of the pit have been in line since 5 a.m. These people do not mess around. Like who knows how many of them didn't even make it into the show because they're still out in the parking lot. And it's just like all the way up. Like we said, there's no empty seats all the way to the very top. And every single one of them just in unison roar when he lifts his hands up before he starts singing. I'm just like, imagine this many people liking you in every single city. And they're just like absolutely losing their mind. They have taken off of work. They have saved their money. They have made it a family event. They have made it a tradition. There's people like, I've seen Kenny 27 times. I used to hang out with him backstage, blah, 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 blah. Like I've heard all of the stories when I'm on the road with fans. And I'm just like, damn, I'd say phenom is something that I would describe him as. Yeah. That's a good word. I've never really thought about
that. Great word, John.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for jumping in here. I know you got to call your wife now.
Yeah. Surprise.
Tell her about the party tonight. Yeah.
Surprise.
Hello. Oops.
Should we talk about the party, though, real quick?
Yeah. Talk about it.
Melorosa Wine Company.
Yeah.
You shot. We're finally going to the documentary that you showed on. shot on Melorosa. We went out to Napa. We did all this stuff.
Yeah.
We're finally going to release it.
I wondered, like, are you. Like, everybody's so excited about these little spots that we put together. And
no, we just want to spend money and give it to you.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
Like, here you go. Like,
you going to use that?
We are. Your voice is deep, Ray. You're tired?
It's because I'm tired.
You've been out on tour.
When do you leave for Chicago?
Like Trace Adkins. Yeah.
What?
When do you leave for Chicago?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, same. Maybe you're on the same flight.
All right. Well,
damn. Okay.
Are you going to bail? Hey, don't bail tonight because dinner is being
made. I'm going to Cincy. I'll be there.
Oh.
I'll be in Cincinnati.
Bougie.
All right. We're going to Church and Union tonight. Sammy's going too. Sammy's going to be there because Church and Union is a nice restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. They're the very first restaurant to carry Melorosa wine.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's why we're going there.
I love that.
They're going to pair it with their meals.
Is this like an actual like a meal, or is this like we're gonna sip a wine and eat a piece of cheese?
No, they're pairing. It's like a 4 or 5 course meal.
Oh, okay. So that answers my question because I was between two outfits and I gotta roll up my eating socks.
Go swim.
What is it?
What?
what
is socks? Oh my god.
My fat girl pants.
What is that? My wife will ask me.
Just like date night. Date night.
Okay,
so but like, I asked Cassie because Chuck, I don't know, no offense, boys are just like, yo, wear a shirt. And you're like, okay, let me ask a woman. I thought you made it seem like it was way nicer than what Cassie made it seem. Because I asked her, she said, oh, I'm going to wear jeans and a nice top. And I was like, what the hell? I thought it was going to be like the Melorosa.
It's just date night. Just like you're going on a date.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I definitely don't know what that is.
So can't relate.
My wife's like, are we going to go on a date?
Yeah. Hey, and now you have it.
Now you can do it. But Cassie, the girls, they dress up.
Yeah, Cassie's not formal is like pretty much the nicest thing I've ever worn in my life. So
yeah, so
there's that.
No, I think it's chill. Chill.
You wearing jeans or slacks or what are you doing?
I don't wear jeans, bro.
You don't wear jeans?
If you ever ask me if I'm wearing slacks, I'm gonna start calling.
I already know what Chuck's gonna wear because he has a very specific look.
What am I gonna wear?
I have it in my brain and I will record it at a different time and then I'll play it back to you when I see you walk in today just to make sure I'm correct. I also know what my date's gonna wear. Brian Webb, I know exactly what he's gonna wear because I know you guys.
So jeans?
Yes, you can wear jeans.
I can.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, not a t-shirt.
I'll wear
like
nice
shirt.
Ones.
Yeah,
I'll
like
wear
a
nice jeans.
Nice jeans and like a nice button down of sorts. But it is also 100 degrees, so take that into consideration.
Yeah, you can wear shorts.
Or if I wear like that, I have a nice button down jean shirt. But then I can't wear jeans because you can't do the jean on jean.
Hell yeah. Canadian tuxedos in, baby. Throw in a bolo tie. Fuck it up. Let's go.
I love jean on jean.
Really?
Canadian tuxedos are in.
I don't know if I could do that.
Okay. Well, it's your life. You live it. I believe in you.
Jean on jean. Remember when we were kids and you used to, and a makeout session was when you were in your jeans and you used to.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't.
No, like, I did not do that in Delaware, so I was not there.
I don't want to get into it. Like gene on gene, like you're, you know.
Like dry humping?
Dry humping, yeah, that's what I was looking
Jesus.
For.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what?
That's where we end the podcast.
Yeah, so. Probably should.
Got it.
See you tonight, pal.
Yeah.
Love country, talk to Chuck.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.